Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to Try Not to Care. So if you're on Instagram or you're on TikTok, you might have seen a clip circulating of these two women on a podcast talking about faux influencers. They were basically talking about how they think it's cringy that people post online as if they're big influencers when they only get one like and only have 10 followers. And this video was really gross to see, especially because these women are older and they should know better. They should know that everyone starts from somewhere unless you're born into wealth or you're born into a famous family. Most people have to start from nothing. When I was watching this video, all I could think about was how I would have felt if I saw this video 2 or 3 years ago, if I saw this video when I was first starting off on social media, when I already had self-limiting beliefs and was already doubting myself. If I saw these women who have a massive podcast talking about how embarrassing it is for people to try to become an influencer, I would have just stopped. I would have stopped posting. I would have let them get in my head and tell me that it's not worth trying because I'll never succeed. And then I realized if I would have felt that way back then, there's people watching that video right now who feel that way, which is so upsetting. With all that being said, fuck that video, fuck those women, and fuck their opinions. Today, we're gonna talk about how trying to do something that matters to you is never embarrassing and it's never pointless. We're gonna talk about how everyone starts somewhere, not allowing people like those women to get in your head, and how to fake it till you make it. The reason why so many people don't go after what they want is because they're afraid of what others think. They're afraid they'll post that Get Ready With Me or that talking video and be made fun of by people they know. They might know in the back of their head that there's potential for that video to blow up and be viral, but it's not worth risking. They might post it and get 10,000 likes, but they also might post it and get 2 likes. And to them, the idea of the second option happening is mortifying. That's why that video made me so upset, because just like me a few years ago, people already have those thoughts of failure in their head. So to see successful people adding on to that fear and basically saying, yeah, your fear is valid because you'll never be successful, just adds more resistance. The biggest thing that holds people back from succeeding is stopping. They get in their own way and give up before they even give themselves a chance to succeed. That is literally the one thing that will guarantee that you will not get what you want. You can post online and get a few likes, a few follows, and it might be super frustrating. You might be really impatient, but posting a video for a few people to see is better than not posting a video at all. By posting that video, you are one step closer to your goal. It's either you try to make what you want work, or you don't try and you continue living the same life you lived yesterday. You continue doing the same things you always do. And in my opinion, that is more frustrating and scary than taking the risk and putting yourself out there to make your goals happen. You need to start somewhere. You can't become a professional without becoming a beginner first. I don't think it's fair to make fun of people for starting their social media journey. Most people don't just post once and gain thousands of followers overnight. You know, some might, but the average person doesn't. To obtain millions of followers, you need to start off with one. They're real people. They aren't just baked into your account when you make it. And that goes for anything you want to do or achieve in life. You can't cut corners if you actually want to be good at it. You need to start at the beginning, learn, make mistakes, and grow. For example, I don't think it would be fair to make fun of someone who has never played soccer but wants to become a good soccer player. You wouldn't say how bad they are when they first start, how bad they are at making goals, when you know they're just learning. They're not gonna be as good as someone who's been playing for years, but it doesn't mean they can't be. In order to get to that level of expertise, they need to learn and play soccer. You wouldn't make fun of someone who just graduated college and is applying for jobs they've never worked at. You aren't going to look at their resume and say, you've only worked at Subway? Why do you think you can work at this engineering job? In order for them to have experience, they need to gain it. The same thing goes for posting online. You see someone who has a million followers and has all of this experience, but the reason they have that big number on their account is because they worked their way up. But they did start with nothing. At one point, they were that faux influencer. You can't allow these people to get into your head because now there's two negative voices in your head telling you that you can't have what you want. Theirs and yours. I remember before I even started the podcast and I was just thinking about it, I was really hesitant to do it because I saw other people having podcasts that were already successful and I didn't think there was room for me. I thought, there's already 100 podcasts. Why would anyone take the time to listen to mine? The same thing with TikTok. When I first started, I looked at all of these people with millions of followers who were in LA and were younger than me, and I thought, why would anyone choose to watch me when they can watch these other people? Why would anyone listen or watch someone who has 50 followers when they can go watch someone who has experience, who's credible, and is already liked by millions? I almost didn't start posting because I truly believed there was not enough room for me. I thought my efforts would be pointless because no matter how hard I tried, I wouldn't get to where I wanted to be. And the idea of wasting my time while also embarrassing myself by trying to do the impossible didn't seem worth it to me. I want to make it very clear that there is enough room for you. What other people are doing has nothing to do with you or what you lack. Their success does not equal your failure. I'm currently reading The Law of Attraction, and at one point in the book, Abraham talks about how others are a creator of their own experience while you're a creator of your own. He basically says that no one can really mess with what you're doing because they're only in control of what they're doing. And he goes on to say that what others have or do isn't what's messing with your ability to have that too. What's actually interfering with you having it is you believing that there's a lack. I actually wrote this part down because I wanted to share it, but he says, when you begin thinking in terms of how many fish there are, or when you begin thinking in terms of how much prosperity and abundance is present, for then you begin to worry about someone else wasting it or squandering it, leaving not enough for the rest or not enough for you. And then he says, the physical experience in which you're participating in is abundant, and there's not an ending to the abundance. You let them create and attract to them while you create and attract to you. I think it's really important to understand this and make peace with it and know that just because there are successful people, it doesn't mean that you can't also be successful. Just because it seems like they got to where you want to be quicker than you doesn't mean that you can't also get there. When something matters to you and you're so focused on that thing, it's really easy to get caught up in the idea that everyone wants it. When I was starting on social media and was in my head about how there's already so many people on social media and there's so many people trying to become successful on social media, I thought there was no room for me. I thought that it was a desire of everyone's. In my head, I thought, how can I make this work if everyone's trying to make this work? When in reality, most people have no desire to be famous or have followers or even want to put themselves online. It's kind of like when you're dating someone and you get really insecure and you think everyone wants your man. It's like no one wants your 5'6" man child. I promise you he's yours. It's fine. You can keep him. The same thing goes for your desires. Not everyone is thinking the same thing as you. Not everyone wants the same thing as you. And even if they do want the same things as you, the way they achieve it is going to be different than you. The way they put their message out is going to be different than you. The way they go about things is going to be different than you. The audience they attract is going to be different than yours. With that being said, they are not your competition. So don't let others be just another obstacle in trying to achieve what you want. The biggest obstacle that gets in your way of succeeding, as I've said before, is worrying about what others think. Worrying about if you look like you care too much or you're trying too hard. You're afraid that if you post a video sharing something that's important to you, that people you know or even your friends will make fun of you for posting as if people care. First of all, if your friends are making fun of you for doing something that matters to you or are making fun of you for putting yourself out there, get new friends. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are constantly making fun of other people who are just out there living their best lives, doing things that make them happy, surround yourself with different people. Because if they can do that to other people in front of you, they're doing the same thing to you behind your back. And you probably know that. That's probably why you're worried about your friends or people that you know seeing you post things that matter to you. Because in the back of your head, you know they're making fun of you just like they do to everyone else. And it doesn't feel good. I had friends who thought it was cringy that I was trying to become a content creator. Truthfully, I don't think they ever thought that I could become who I am now or do the things I am now. So at the time, they were thinking, why are you doing this? What's the point? And because they thought this way about me, I was embarrassed and hesitant every time I went to post myself online. Every time I made a post or did anything, I thought, do I look like I'm trying too hard? Does it look like I care too much? But the thing is, you should look like you're trying. You should look like you care about the things that matter to you. It is not embarrassing to try and make things work that you actually care about. I mean, think about it. Is it embarrassing when you put effort into a relationship? That's the bare minimum, right? Like, when you care about someone, you try. When you want a relationship to grow, you make sure to nurture it. When you make an effort to show people in your life that you care about them, people aren't asking you why you're doing that. They expect that. If you want healthy friendships and relationships, you try your hardest to make them work. So what's the confusion when it comes to your aspirations? Why not the same energy? If something matters to you, if you want something to work, you don't give up when things get hard. If you want your goals to work, you need to show up and try your fucking hardest and actually care. So yeah, it's going to come across to other people as you're trying too hard and you care too much because you should, because you do. And you might say, well, Ashley, I try in relationships and put effort into relationships and show up for these people because I already have a connection with them. It's already my reality. But when it comes to my goals, they aren't guaranteed. Those aren't right in front of my face. Why am I going to put so much effort into something that might not happen? Why should I put so much time into creating content if no one's watching? Why should I record a bunch of podcast episodes if no one's listening? Why should I apply to these jobs if no one's hiring? Why should I act confident and like I have my shit together when I don't, when I know I'm not confident? My answer to that is fake it until you make it. How do you expect to have a million followers if you aren't even posting for the five that you already have? How do you expect to have dedicated listeners and have people who care about what you have to say if you post one podcast episode and then don't post for 6 months? How do you expect to get any job if you don't put yourself out there and apply to them? How do you expect to be confident if every day you wake up and focus on how insecure you are? Who you want to be is a byproduct of who you are right now. What you want cannot happen until you put the effort in and make it work. Those things aren't just going to magically unfold. You need to put work into them regardless of how uncomfortable or embarrassing it is at first. Because honestly, it's only uncomfortable or embarrassing until you actually have what you want. Those friends of mine who thought it was cringy for me to post online are the same people who were totally okay with taking my PR for me when brands sent me things. Were totally okay with throwing out the idea of, if you ever get invited on brand trips, you're gonna bring me, right? When you make big money, you're gonna surprise us with cars like David Dobrik, right? And yeah, they might have been partially joking, but people like that will criticize you until they see the proof of success, which honestly should be even more motivation to make your dreams a reality to show those people who criticize you, who doubt you, who try to get in your head, see, this is why I was trying. This is why I cared. Who's embarrassing now? The easiest way, in my opinion, to get what you want is to show up every single day as if you already have what you want. If you are someone who wants to have a career doing social media, you need to post as if your career is solidified. You need to wake up every single day and act as if what you do for a living is posting on social media. That can look like brainstorming new content every day, looking for inspiration, planning your content, reaching out to other creators to collaborate, filming and editing videos, posting those videos or photos. And when you post, not telling yourself, this is going to perform so badly, no one's going to see it. You post it, you leave it, and you tell yourself, people are going to love this. People are going to relate to this. People are going to love my ideas. Because if you did have that career where people did follow you and did engage in your content, there would be a reason they're doing that. And that reason is because you do have good ideas and because you are worthy of having that career. So you need to start acting like it until it actually happens, and then you won't have to pretend anymore. If your goal is to have your dream body, wake up every single day and do the things that you believe you'd be doing if you already had that dream body. You can't wake up and continue doing the same things that you always do if they don't align with this new version of you. Do you think the version of yourself with the dream body or the version of yourself who is super healthy skips the gym every day? Do you think they go and eat Taco Bell every day for lunch? They might, but if the answer is no, then stop doing that and start doing what you think that version of you does. Your life will not change if you don't. Your goals will not work if you don't. It might be a little uncomfortable to cosplay this dream identity of yours. You might feel like a fraud, like an imposter. But the more that you do it, the more it becomes your everyday norm, it becomes a habit, and habits turn into lifestyles. I think it's really important that you understand that you cannot be someone or have something without putting effort into it. You cannot be someone different by continuing to be who you are. You can't have a new job by staying at your old one. You can't have a social media following if you're not working to grow it. You can't be recognized by people in the way that you want if you don't start putting yourself out there. This seems so obvious, but if you truly want anything in life, you need to get out of your comfort zone and push yourself to achieve it. Almost everyone that you look at who is successful or has something that you want started in somewhat of the same place that you're in right now. I think I used this example before, and this example might not even be true, but I'm pretty sure it is because I watched one of her earlier videos saying this, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But Emma Chamberlain had done YouTube before she was famous, and then she stopped and then randomly decided to pick it up again and try again, and she took it more seriously. And the second time around doing this is when she gained attraction on YouTube and began building to where she is now. But at one point, she was doing what every normal teenager does, going to school, probably doing sports, hanging out with friends, living a very normal life. And she could have continued doing this. But because she wanted YouTube to work, she put herself out there and made it work. And now is living a life that I would say most people dream of having and want so badly. And the only thing that separates where she was and where she is now is that decision she made to start posting online again. The only thing that separates you from where you are now and where you want to be is the decision to make that work, the decision to put your time and energy into something that you care about and drown out other people's opinions. It is not embarrassing to try your fucking hardest to be who you want to be, live the life you want to have, and do what you want to do. In my opinion, it's embarrassing to hold yourself back from what you want in order to please other people who honestly don't care about you and only care about making fun of you so they feel better about themselves. What matters more to you? Making others happy or making yourself happy? That is where I'm going to end today's episode. If you listened to this episode because you needed guidance or that push to go after what you want, I want you to leave here and make a conscious effort to start working on that goal of yours. Whether that's posting a photo or video, applying to that job, making time to learn a new skill, planning out your week to be more productive, putting yourself out there and socializing. Just anything that you think will align you more with making your dreams a reality. I hope this episode helped you in some way. If you did enjoy it or you just enjoyed trying not to care, make sure to give it a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple. It helps me out so much and I appreciate it so, so much. So many exciting things coming in the future, besties. If you want to follow me on social media to keep up with everything, my Instagram and TikTok are linked in the show notes. Also, I changed the username of the podcast Instagram, so the URL is different now, but that's going to be updated in today's show notes. But if you want to keep up with Trying Not to Care and follow me, check those out. As always, thank you so much for listening. I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, besties.